WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden tomorrow in Madison, Wisconsin, is to announce a new student loan debt forgiveness program. Sources say the plan would be more targeted than the sweeping program struck down by the courts earlier. A Southwest Airlines flight from Denver to Houston landed back at Denver, declared an emergency today. A piece of engine cover came off. It was blowing in the wind. Nobody hurt. He sent a letter to the heads of Capital One and Discover with questions about a proposed merger that would create the country's largest credit card company, says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We want to know about potential increase in fees. We want to know what this will do to the marketplace. We want to know how consumers are being made aware.
Senator Schumer, the Biden administration is calling on the Israeli military to make changes in how it's prosecuting the war in Gaza after 7 aid workers from World Central Kitchen were killed in a drone attack last week. This is ABC News. If you bought groceries at Walmart in recent years, the retail giant may owe you up to $500. Walmart agrees to pay millions to settle a class action lawsuit accusing the company of overcharging for certain groceries. ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
If you believe you're eligible and you have your receipts, you could be entitled to 2% of the total cost for each product, up to $500. If you don't keep grocery receipts from 5 years ago, don't worry, you can still receive up to $25. You may also be able to retrieve receipts from Walmart's website, and you can file a claim on the settlement administrator's website. That deadline to file, June 5th.
Walmart denies the allegations in the suit, but agrees to the settlement. Millions getting ready to see tomorrow's first total solar eclipse in the U.S. since 2017. Astrophysicist Jedediah Eisler.
Here in D.C., we'll get an 89% eclipse. That means there's no time when it's safe to not have on your glasses, right? So you want to use eclipse glasses.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is raining and it's 44 degrees in Richland Center. Blustery today with rain tapering off later in the afternoon. High 47, winds southeast 15 to 30. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with patches of light rain possible. Low 42. And clouds to some breaks of sunshine and warmer tomorrow with a high of 62. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at around 7 miles per hour. And we have received 9/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 44 degrees.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit richardsinsure.com.
Tickets for the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle are once again available for you to purchase. Tickets are just $10 each this year. In the last 5 years, we have given away almost $15,000 in Grand Cash Giveaway prize money. This year could be the best year yet. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th, during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be a winner if you don't buy a ticket. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket.
Today is Sunday, April 7th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. Attorney General Josh Call has announced that he's joined a multi-state lawsuit against Mariner Finance for widespread violations of consumer protection laws. The suit alleges that Mariner Finance charged consumers for hidden add-on products that consumers either didn't know about or didn't agree to buy. Consumers left Mariner Finance believed they had entered into an agreement to borrow and repay over time a certain amount of money. In reality, due to hidden add-on products, Mariner added hundreds to thousands of dollars to the total amount of a consumer owed. In 2019 alone, Mariner charged consumers $121.7 million nationwide in premiums and fees for add-on products. Notably, these numbers exclude the interest Mariner took in on add-on premiums and fees. Mariner Finance has 11 branches in Wisconsin, including La Crosse, Middleton, and Madison, according to its website. In 2023, virtual vehicle vendor scam reports to the Better Business Bureau increased as fraudsters targeted high-end classic car buys and exploited vehicle history reports to steal money and information. Since 2020, reports to BBB have shown that the scammers used the COVID-19 pandemic to list non-existent vehicles of all kinds on real online marketplaces. In more recent reports, they are increasingly turning to fake websites modeled after licensed sellers. These look-alike websites use stolen pictures, photos, contact information, and even vehicle identification numbers to fool consumers. In virtual vehicle vendor scams and related fraud persists post-pandemic, Better Business Bureau examines the patterns of reports, reviews the amount of money lost, and learns from those caught up in the scams to protect the public through education. Key findings were: online vehicle vendor scams reports to BBB scam tracker declined in 2022, but increased to a new high in 2023. Buyers 45 and older accounted for more than three quarters of all reports on virtual vehicle vendor scams filed with BBB scam tracker. Scammers increasingly rely on fake websites, often stealing pictures and listing information from licensed and legitimate sellers. Classic car buyers were targeted with low prices and promises to deliver rare cars across the country. Fake vehicle history reports rose over the last 3 years. While median losses are smaller, consumers reported personal data theft as part of these scams. BBB has examined virtual vehicle vendor scams in depth since 2020, but scammers continued to change their tactics. The losses in these scams can be enormous. BBB tips for those looking to buy a car online are: do not purchase a vehicle report on your own vehicle for an interested buyer. View a vehicle in person if possible, or send someone you trust. Be wary of too good to be true prices. Opt for vehicle pickup over delivery whenever possible. Resist high-pressure sales tactics, urging quick action, and use only approved vehicle identification numbers. Look up websites. Visit BBB.org to check out a business or register a complaint. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is now accepting grant applications for the Digital Connectivity and Navigators Program. This program aims to improve internet connectivity in the state by providing access to devices, technology, and digital navigators. Under the American Rescue Plan Act, the U.S. Department of the Treasury awarded Wisconsin $33 million through the Capital Projects Fund to administer this program. The Digital Connectivity and Navigators Program promotes digital connectivity by deploying devices such as computers, laptops, and tablets for eligible households to access. The program also promotes digital connectivity through the installation of Wi-Fi equipment in eligible multi-dwelling units, which includes apartment buildings, condominiums, and mobile home parks. Both approaches will include the provision of digital navigation services to ensure Wisconsinites can make full use of the internet for work, education, health monitoring, and other essential activities. A digital navigator is a trusted guide who assists others with internet adoption and digital device use. The CPF is designed to address barriers to internet access that are exacerbated by the pandemic. Entities eligible to apply include nonprofits, libraries, higher education institutions, internet service providers, and local and tribal governments. The deadline to apply is June 19, 2024 at 1:30. The Wisconsin Broadband Office will host a webinar to provide detailed information about this grant program on Thursday afternoon, April 11th at 2. The registration link is available at register.go2webinar.com/register/753-869-590-425-582-166. And taking care of community is an important part of the Lions' mission. April has been dedicated to supporting the local food pantry by the Spring Green Lions Club. Your help is needed to make this a success. Cash gifts are welcome for every dollar donated to the Lions Club for the food pantry. The Spring Green Lions Club will match your gift with a dollar contribution up to $1,000. Your gift can be mailed to Spring Green Lions Club, Attention Food Pantry, P.O. Box 313, Spring Green, Wisconsin, 53588. Make checks payable to Spring Green Lions Club and note Arena, Lone Rock, or Spring Green in the memo line of your check. WRCO News time is 12:12. WRCO News will return right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Cedar Crest ice cream sandwiches, two flavors to choose from, vanilla and black cherry, 10 count box, $5.50 each. Minis cheeseburger sandwiches, 2 counts, 50 cents each. Nature Valley oats and honey and sweet and salty almond granola bars, $3 each or 2 for $5.50. Atlantic cod loin, $7 a pound. Langer's 64 ounce juice, 7 flavors to choose from, $2.50. Campbell's Chunky Chicken Noodle Soup, Healthy Request, Pub Style and Classic, $1.99 each. Classico Pasta Sauce, Italian Sausage and Peppers and Onions, $2.75 each. Jimmy Dean Morning Combos and Hormel Breakfast Combos, 99 cents each. Jimmy Dean Sage Flavored Pork Sausage, 2 $25 each, 2 for $4, or 12 for $22.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Currently, it's raining and 44 degrees at 12:14. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Kent Thede.
Robert, the brother of Thomas Andrews of Port Andrews. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to MPL Digital Collection, RCHR with an ID number of 14039. It's listed under Excelsior Croppings, Deaths and Personal Items. It was in the 1st of April, 1880, in the Republican. To the editor of the Republican, again, has death visited our neighborhood and called away some of our best citizens and earliest settlers. I think about the year 1840. The Andrews family emigrated to this country and settled where Port Andrews is today. Thomas, being the proprietor of the village that bears his name, has resided there since that time. On the 13th of this month, after a long and painful illness, Robert Andrews, who lived about 2 miles north of Excelsior, departed from this life. His suffering and his death was caused from an abscess on the liver. He submitted to his fate calmly and with no dread, except as to the welfare of his own family. His brother, while waiting on him, was taken sick and was conveyed to this his son-in-law's T.P. Logan, living in Excelsior, and on the 22nd, just 1 week from the day that his brother was buried, his eyes were closed for death. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering the making of maple syrup.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News time is 12:17. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today is Sunday, April 7th. Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley, died Wednesday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital after a battle with dementia and PTSD. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with military rites to follow by the local Military Memorials Honors Unit. Burial will be held in St. Killian's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call tomorrow at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church from 4:30 until 8, and again on Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Michael Call is survived by his wife of 50 years, Peg, three children, Christine and Ed Gundlach of Marshall, Charlene and Benjamin Gald of Richland Center, and Terry Call of Bear Valley. Five grandsons, seven sisters, Joanne Slattery, Arlene Makovec, Teresa Jensen, Eloise and Robert Anderson, Bernadette and Mark Hintz, Rita and Stephen McCarthy, and Tina and Brent McKittrick. Four brothers, Steve and Laura Call, Marty and Sharon Call, Pat Call, and Herman and Tammy Call. Sister-in-law, Karen and Dan Kruger, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Michael Call, 73 of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley. Deborah Ann Burke, 71 of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish Thursday from 10:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Deb Burke is survived by two brothers, Bernard Bunn and Teresa Burke of Richland Center, and Michael M. Burke of Richland Center. Aunt Betty Ann Kazukavage of Shorewood, Minnesota, and many other relatives and friends. Deborah Ann Burke, 71 of Richland Center. Donna Joy Elliott, 70 of Richland Center, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 12:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 12:30. Donna Elliott is survived by her husband, Pat, three children, Rachel Elliott, Derek Elliott, and Emily and Jeff Martin, three grandchildren, three sisters, Joyce and Jim Hipsch, Debbie and Gary Wirtz, and Lori and Reggie Way, two brother-in-laws, Jude and Cindy Elliott, and Doug Faber, sister-in-law, Ann Elliott, and numerous nieces and nephews. Donna Joy Elliott, 70 of Richland Center. Janine Young, 64 of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscadet. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Janine Young is survived by her daughter, Leah Spellman and Abby U. Rose of St. Paul, Minnesota, three siblings, Shannon and Jeff Brownlee of Boscobel, Bruce and June Young of Blue River, Leanne Bender Loffenberg and Ronnie Opie Hasberg of Muscadet, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, great-nieces, great-nephews, and many other relatives and friends. Janine Young, 64 of Richland Center.
Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club. Burial will be held in St. Malachi's Catholic Cemetery in Clyde at a later date. The family requests no flowers, but donations in Dennis's name be directed to a charity of your choice in the greater Muscadet area or a veterans organization. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
What's important to you and your family is very important to us, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. I'm Nick Hodge, a funeral service that truly celebrates and captures all the special aspects of a loved one's life, honors the whole family, and starts the journey of healing. It's why we make working closely with you a priority at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet, online at prattfuneralservice.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, it is kind of a blustery, wet day out there with low pressure over northeast Nebraska wobbling to the northeast, pushing this band of rain across our region. Now, it should taper down as we head to the later afternoon, but it's still going to be kind of overcast and chilly, so be sure to bundle up just a bit as you're heading out. Still could be a few isolated showers tonight, although the brunt of them will start shifting north of our area. And it is looking somewhat warmer tomorrow through Wednesday. In fact, some occasional peaks of sun are possible. Hopefully they'll time out well so we can see some of that eclipse going on tomorrow afternoon. But again, temperatures will feel quite spring-like. As we head through the late part of the week, there could be a big storm tracking up through the mid-Mississippi Valley toward the Ohio Valley. Most of the rain with that will miss us off to the southeast, but it will cause a north wind flow to pick up, pull in slightly cooler air, and maybe bring us a few light showers as well. Here's that forecast for the rest of today, blustery and cloudy, with rain gradually tapering down to a few sprinkles throughout the later afternoon. Temperatures holding in the upper to mid-40s for highs for the afternoon, southeast wind at 15 to 30. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, some scattered patches of light rain, low at 42. Tomorrow looks cloudy to a few breaks of sun in the afternoon, temperature reaching a low 60s, southwest wind 10 to 16 miles an hour. Monday night, variably cloudy, low at 40, and Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sun, high 63. Wednesday, partly sunny and comfortable, low 38 with highs in the mid-60s. Thursday, breezy and cooler with spotty showers, low at 40, high in the mid-50s. Heading into Friday, partly sunny and blustery, cooler yet, low in the mid-30s, high near 50. Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy, small chance of showers by late evening, low at 34 with a high of 58. That's your forecast. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is raining and 44 degrees after a daytime high, or after a morning low, I should say, of 40 degrees. Yesterday's high was 56, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1871 is 82 degrees, with a record low of 7 set back in 1982. Last year's high was 57 with a low of 28. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:35, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:32. The winds are out of the northeast at 6 to 8 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.83, and we have received 1/100th of an inch, or 1/10th of an inch of rain, I should say, so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 44 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Bosquetbel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
There was high school sports action in the area yesterday, and in boys high school baseball, it was Belleville defeating Evansville by a score of 4-1. Elsewhere in boys high school baseball, it was Iowa Grant defeating Orangeville 14-2, and Iowa Grant played the second game. They were at the Livingston baseball field, and that one is 14-3, Iowa Grant over Monticello, Albany. Also, Viroqua defeated Iron Mountain, Michigan by a score of 10-0. In girls softball action, there was some tournaments going on yesterday. First of all, there's the Jubilee Triangular that was going on, and Judah Albany defeated River Ridge by a score of 5-2. And also in that tournament, Wanakee defeated River Ridge 3-2. And then Broadhead beat Mount Horeb by a score of 6-5. In the Cuba City squad, Dodgeville beat Wisconsin Heights 14-1. And in their second game, Cuba City beat Dodgeville by a score of 8-4. Also, Cuba City in their first game beat Potosi Cassville by a score of 10-0. And Potosi Cassville in their second game beat Wisconsin Heights 12-0. Jorge Polanco and Luis Arias,
homered, helping Bryce Miller and the Seattle Mariners beat the Milwaukee Brewers 5-3. Miller struck out 7 in the 7 shutout innings. The right-hander allowed 3 hits and walked 1, bouncing back nicely after he struggled in his first start of the season against the Red Sox. Milwaukee scored 3 runs in the 8th on Jackson Chourio's 2-run homer and a pinch-hit sacrifice fly by Rhys Hoskins. But Trent Thornton escaped jam when the pinch hitter Joey Ortiz bounced into a fielder's choice. Arias hit a leadoff homer in the 9th, and Andres Munoz got 3 outs for his 2nd save. The Brewers will try to take the series from the Mariners when the two teams meet today. First pitch at AmFam Field will be at 1:10, and you can hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame just getting underway. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, it'll be the Blue Jays at the Yankees, the Orioles at the Pirates, the Braves will be hosting the Diamondbacks, the Nationals will be hosting the Phillies, the Mets will be at the Reds, the Athletics will be at the Tigers, the Royals will be hosting the White Sox, the Marlins will be at the Cardinals, the Cubs will be hosting the Dodgers, it'll be the Rays at the Rockies, the Padres at the Giants, the Angels hosting the Red Sox, and in the evening game, it'll be the Rangers hosting the Astros. The Milwaukee Brewers place starting pitcher Jacob Junis on the 15-day injured list yesterday because of a right shoulder impingement retroactive to Wednesday. Left-hander Aaron Ashby, at one time a top prospect in the organization, was recalled from AAA Nashville and will take Junis' spot in the rotation. Ashby will likely take the mound tomorrow in Cincinnati. Brewers manager Pat Murphy said Junis said he felt tightness in his right shoulder earlier in his start Tuesday in the Brewers' home opener against Minnesota. Imaging tests showed no structural damage. Ashby had left shoulder surgery last April. He made 1 start at Nashville this season, giving up 3 runs and 4 hits over 5 innings. And the Milwaukee Bucks, they aim to stop their 3-game skid when the Bucks take on the New York Knicks at Pfizer Forum today. Today's meeting will be the 5th of the season between the two teams. Milwaukee is 47-30, good for 2nd place in the Eastern Conference, and the Knicks are in 5th place in the conference with a 45-32 record. Tip-off will be at 6, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame starts at around 5:30. Elsewhere in the NBA today, it'll be the Clippers hosting the Cavaliers. The Mavericks will be at home against the Rockets. The Heat will be at the Pacers. The Trailblazers at the Celtics. The Magic will be hosting the Bulls. The Raptors hosting the Wizards. The Thunder will be at the Hornets. The Pelicans will be at the Suns. And then the 76ers will be at the Spurs. The Nets will be hosting the Kings. The Jazz at the Warriors. And the Lakers hosting the Timberwolves. Purdue kept its March Madness dream alive while snuffing out North Carolina State, getting 20 points and 12 rebounds from Zach Edey in a 63-50 victory that placed the Boilermakers a win from their first NCAA title. NC State poked and jabbed at the 7'4" Edey and gave him fits over his 40 minutes on the floor, but he still dominated the battle of big men against 6'9", 275-pound Wolfpack forward DJ Burns Jr., who labored to 8 points and 4 assists. DJ Horn led the 11-seed Wolfpack with 20 points. Purdue moves on to Monday night's final to play the winner of the game between Alabama and defending champion UConn. And speaking of that game, UConn kept its bid to repeat as national champions intact by surviving its first true test of the NCAA tournament. The Huskies got 21 points from freshman Stephen Castle, while clamping down defensively in the second half of an 86-72 win over Alabama in the Final Four. Top-seeded UConn had put on a March Madness show before arriving in the desert, a stretch that included a 30-0 run in a decimation of Illinois in the Elite Eight. It was more of a slow burn, with UConn withstanding an early wave of 3-pointers before holding the Crimson Tide without a field goal during 5 minutes second-half stretch. Caitlin Clark will take her final bow at Iowa when the Hawkeyes face
South Carolina in the national title game. Clark has become a crossover star during her four seasons at Iowa, opening up the women's game to a new audience in the process. Clark says regardless of what happens in the final, she wants her legacy to be the way she inspired young athletes everywhere to follow in her footsteps. And that championship game takes place today. It'll be, of course, the Hawkeyes against South Carolina. Both of them were number one seeds in the tournament. And that game will be played at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Going back to baseball, Washington Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg has announced his retirement, ending the 2019 World Series MVP's injury-filled career. Strasburg's retirement was listed on Major League Baseball's transaction page Saturday. Since leading Washington to its only World Series title 5 years ago, the 35-year-old pitched just 31 and a third innings over 8 starts. Strasburg was 113-62 with a 3.24 ERA over 13 seasons and made 3 All-Star appearances. He led the National League with 18 victories in 2019 and delivered a dominant postseason, going 5-0 with a 1.98 ERA over 6 appearances. He signed a 7-year, $245 million contract in December of 2019, but threw only 528 pitches in the majors since then. And former teammates, Braves executives, and family members remember Hank Aaron's unwavering strength despite receiving racist hate mail and threats during his pursuit of Babe Ruth's home run record. Teammates including Dusty Baker and Tom House will return Monday as the Braves celebrate the 50th anniversary of Aaron's record-breaking 715th homer. Baker was on deck and House caught the record homer in the Braves' bullpen before delivering the ball to Aaron at home plate. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred is expected to attend a preview of a new Aaron exhibit at the Atlanta History Center. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
WRCO 100.9.
A tiny little shirt. It's Friday night, I just got paid. Gonna call up all my girls, drop down to Jimmy's bar, cause we know that's where the boys all play. Wanna sing out loud, gonna move these feet. Wanna be the dancing queen. Gonna drink margaritas till the sun comes up. I don't wanna get no sleep. There must be a full moon. Cause I'm crazier than usual. There's something in the air I can't quite describe, but it's making me physical. I won't let go, I'm gonna lose control. I'm flirting with danger. There must be a full moon out tonight, cause I'm crazier than usual. Gonna buy some guy beer, whisper in his ear something that I never say. Well, his face is looking burnt, he's squirming like a worm. He turns and he walks away. Wanna sing out loud, gonna move these feet. Wanna be the dancing queen. Gonna drink margaritas till the sun comes up. I don't wanna get no sleep. There must be a full moon out tonight, cause I'm crazier than usual. There's something in the air I can't quite describe, but it's making me physical. I won't let go, I'm gonna lose control. I'm flirting with danger. There must be a full moon.
the break of day, 'cause I like it, I love it, feeling this way. There's something in the air I can't quite describe, but it's making me physical. I won't let go, I'm gonna lose control. I'm flirting with danger. There must be a fall. Crazier than usual. Yeah, I'm crazier than
But the kitchen sink with the middle finger up and a top-down Jeep left me lawn chair sitting in the living room. These mountains on a can ain't the only thing blue. I sent an SOS text out to my buddies. Y'all come and get me 'cause my baby don't love me. Take me out to the bar and I'll drink with my party crowd. Line up them glasses and pour the Jack. Double them up 'cause she ain't coming back. And I'll shoot, shoot, shoot all the whiskey till I don't feel any pain. Yeah, it's 1, 2, 3 shots go down on this old heartbreak. We'll get the jukebox playing all the moving on songs and the pretty girls helping me forget she's gone with a silver moon shining on a disco ball. Got some good time numbers that I just might call. Take me out to the bar and I'll drink with my party crowd. Line up them glasses and pour the Jack. Double them up 'cause she ain't coming back. And I'll shoot, shoot, shoot all the whiskey till I don't feel any pain. Yeah, it's 1, 2, 3 shots go down on this old heartbreak. We're gonna keep on drinking all night long till I'm going, going, going.
That was Grant Gilbert with Take Me Out to the Bar. Kind of a little takeoff of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And speaking of ball game, we do have baseball action on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 as the Milwaukee Brewers are taking on the Seattle Mariners. Pre-game is currently underway and first pitch will be at 1:10. And then we also will be bringing you Bucks basketball action this evening as the Bucks take on the Knicks at Pfizer Forum. Tip-off will be at 6 and pre-game will start at 5:30. Coming up shortly at the top of the hour, we'll be calling Adam Hess out of the bullpen. He'll be cleaning up the rest of the afternoon, bringing you some great great music and information and enjoyment for everyone that's listening. So be sure to tune in and keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 FM.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
What you're doing to me? I try to play it cool, but I'm a fool each time you look at me that way, your way. What can I say? Boy, you turn me on. Woo! Smile, you got the kind of smile that's so perfectly indescribable. Eyes bluer than the bluest bluebird flying up in the bluest sky. No
Yeah!
ugly quiet like you, girl. Hey, mama, come my way. You're shaking them hips, yeah, you're driving me crazy. Zero into the room, got them blue eyes and blue jeans. Letting down your hair, making everybody stare in them red blue KCs. I'll put on, and here I go again. Do anything to get a piece of your attention. One dance, give me one chance. Come on, what you say? Hey, mama, rock my world. I never met nobody quite like you, girl. Hey, swinging them hips, yeah, you're driving me crazy. Hey, mama, shake me up. Sipping and spilling from that red solo cup. Hey, mama, what can I say? Everybody wants you, but I need you to stay. Playing hard to get, girl, you're making me sweat. Watching those honey sweet lips. Lady need clothes on my wide open, get locked in a long, slow kiss. Oh man, here I go again. Do anything to get a piece of your attention. One dance, give me one chance. Come on, what you say? Hey mama, rock my world. I never met nobody quite like you, girl. Hey mama, come my way. Swinging them hips, yeah, you're driving me crazy. Hey, mama, shake me up. Sipping and spilling from a red solo cup. Hey, mama, what can I say? Everybody wants you, but I need you to stay. But I need you to stay.
Skipping rocks, skipping rope, laughing at all my best friends' jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet. I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. Living right,
living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Oh, oh, oh. I just want to live until I die.
WRCO.